sometimes I will get people coming to my office to tell me that they're looking for someone to spend their lives with. And I will ask them what they're looking for. And they'll say, you know, I want somebody who's at peace with himself, but has lots of ambition. Someone who is sameach b'chelko, somebody who's happy with what he has, but who wants more. Somebody who's calm and can take the little disturbances of life without a problem, but who always wants to make things better for me. And you realize that there is a clash in our religious values. On the one hand, we value peace of mind and calm and gratitude. Gratitude, what a great religious value is gratitude. But on the other hand, we want people to be dissatisfied with all the ills of the world and to make things better and to want to make things better and not to be complacent and not to be too grateful and not to be too much at peace. You read the prophets, they have no inner peace. They're angry. They're dissatisfied. They're seeking. They're searching. They're not meditating on mountaintops. We see this in this morning's parsha when Jacob says, Katonti mikol hachasadim. I'm unworthy of all the wonderful things, God, that you've given me. And we think, here's somebody who's full of gratitude. And then he says, and by the way, save me from Esau. And that clash exists in all of us. We're always told that we should be grateful. But we're also told that we should want to change the world. In discussing this just the other night, Rabbi Yosef Konevsky pointed out that this is one of the themes of a bracha that we say after we eat certain foods. Barei nefashot rabot v'chesronan. Blessed be God who creates and creates needs. V'chesronan. We're praying to God and thanking God for the lack that we feel within ourselves because gratitude is not enough. Because our needs are what drive us. And sometimes we aren't even aware that we have them. And we're grateful to those who identify our needs and then show us how to fulfill them. You didn't know this morning when you walked in here that you needed that music. I didn't know it. But I did. So the need and the gratitude go hand in hand. And the truth is, you cannot be grateful without a lack, without something to be grateful for, without the realization that there is still more in God's infinitely rich world that could feed you and could grow your soul and make you grateful. One of the names of God is El Shaddai. And the Torah Tumimah teaches us that what that means is Ani Ha'el, I am the God She'amar Dai, who said enough. That as God was creating, God only created to a certain point, and then he said Dai, like Dayenu at the Seder. That's enough. From now on, creation's in our hands. God only creates so far, and we have to fill in the rest. And had we come into the world and said everything is perfect, we would have a terrible world. Because as we sometimes make God's world worse, that's what Cervantes said, everybody is as God made him, and sometimes a little worse. As we sometimes make God's world worse, we also make it better. As we hurt, we heal. As we are cruel, we can also be gentle. As we have the impulse to place ourselves above, we also have the impulse to pull others up. so that we can look at them eye to eye. There are two ways, at least, of reconciling this tension of being grateful and still being dissatisfied. One is to feel grateful for yourself and dissatisfied for others. I have enough, but others do not. And so out of my gratitude, I will give. So, for example, just before Shabbat, I got an email from Jennifer at the West Hollywood Food Coalition on Sycamore and Romaine, 7 nights a week from 6:15 to 7:15. Why should you go? After all, you have enough to eat. We feel gratitude for everything that we've been given. Remember, Borei Nefashot Rabot V'Chesronan is a prayer that you say after eating. And it's a way of reminding you that you may have enough to eat, but not everyone does. So part of the dissatisfaction can be dissatisfaction for others in the world who need us, and who need us to translate our gratitude that you heard so beautifully expressed into prayers for healing for those who need more. But there is, of course, another way, which is that we can thank God and feel grateful for our dissatisfactions. That every time you feel a need, instead of saying, it's so terrible that I don't have this, think how grateful you are that need spurs you on to do more. Nefashot Rabot, God makes many souls, the Chesronan, and all of their needs. Do we need each other? Thank God that we do, because if no one needed you, you could never give. And giving is one of the things that makes us grateful. The Chesronan, others can give to you, and receiving makes us grateful as well. So should we be grateful for what we have, being among the most blessed human beings who ever lived? Absolutely. Anybody who doesn't feel the force of the Modim prayer that we say, the one prayer in the Amidah that the cantor is not allowed to repeat for you, the prayer for thanksgiving. It is the only prayer that you must say for yourself, because who in this world should not be grateful? Who can look up at the night sky, or at a mountain, or at the sun, or the moon, or a flower, and not feel grateful? But you're not allowed to stop there. Gratitude is not the end of a religious process, but the beginning. Because gratitude leads to mitzvah. Gratitude leads to goodness. And that's why, as you will see when you leave, we have a card for each person here that has blessings of gratitude in it that you can carry with you at all times as an expression of goodness and an expression of gratitude. But in our thanksgiving, let's remember that there is so much left to do, that before we leave this world, we should feel not only gratitude, but also goodness, also giving, also helping. Clay lies still, wrote the poet, but blood's a rover, breath's a ware that will not keep. Up, lad, when the journey's over, there'll be time enough to sleep. Shabbat shalom.